Hi there. A quick note before we begin the episode. Did you know that Atlas Lingue has its own audiobook with exclusive and brand new material? It's called Atlas Lingue, The Layers of Language Behind Everyday Life. In this audiobook, we share additional exclusive commentaries on each episode with brand new insights and examples on the subject that we can't stop thinking about, how humans translate everything that comes their way. Also remember, when you buy Ochenta's audiobooks, you're directly supporting our independent audio series productions. So find Atlas Lingue, The Layers of Language Behind Everyday Life, on Libro.fm, Apple Books, Google Play, Storytel, BookBeat, and on your favorite audiobooks app.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Did you know that there was a day not too long ago where all Koreans woke up younger than the day before? There was no time travel or anything like that involved. It just has to do with how Koreans have traditionally counted their age, which is rather unique.
In Korea, when you're born, you're already 1 year old because you've lived your life in your mom's belly. And then everyone gets a year old on New Year's Day. So January 1st, everyone from your year gets a year older.
That's Buster Moon, a Korean teacher based in Canada. And like all good language teachers, he doesn't only teach his students the language itself, but the culture as well. And the age counting system is one of those cultural differences that his students often find quite surprising. So yeah, in Korea, people do celebrate their birthdays on the day they were born, but their age only traditionally changes on January 1st. Let's give an example to illustrate this. You know how in high school, let's say in 10th grade, there's people who are 15 years old and others who are 16 years old, depending on their birthdays? Well, in Korea, that's not the case. Everyone in the same school year has the same age, all the time. And there's actually a reason behind this.
If you're a year older or you're younger than somebody, the way you speak to the person is going to be different because we have different politeness levels, right? So even if you're in the same class, if you have a classmate who's older than you, then you're gonna have to speak politely, which is weird. You're in the same class.
I mean, that makes sense. It makes me think of languages that have formal and informal ways of addressing each other, such as in Spanish with tú and usted. But Korean has many more contextual words for this. And many of them depend on the age difference between the speaker and the person they're speaking to. So yeah, it's kind of as if in Spanish I referred to an older classmate by usted instead of tú, which honestly sounds a little weird now that I think of it. And remember, everyone, no matter their birthday, gets 1 year older on January 1st, which can lead to some pretty interesting situations.
If you're born on December 31st, you're one, right? And then the next day, January 1st, you're two. But you've lived only 24 hours, but you're already 2 years old.
But as we said at the beginning, one day not too long ago, all Koreans woke up younger than the day before. Because on June 28th, 2023, the government finally decided to change the system. This happened because there had been situations where the two age systems conflicted, such as eligibility for insurance policies and that sort of thing. And this became a big issue when COVID vaccinations began, because different vaccine calendars and distribution systems counted age differently. So it became difficult to keep track of who was eligible for a vaccine. So South Korea adapted to the Western system. But not completely. For some things like school, military service, and purchasing tobacco and alcohol, Koreans still use their traditional age system. I find this quite fascinating, and I actually didn't know about it before Buster Moon mentioned it in our interview for Atlas Lingue. In our conversation, he talks about his work as a Korean teacher, how he encourages his students to work hard to learn a challenging language, and how Korean media has been so influential in getting people excited to learn Korean.
A lot of my followers, they are BTS fans, right? So as soon as they see the BTS clip at the beginning of my video, a lot of people knew what it meant and everything. So that's very good for me because I can grab people's attention right away because a lot of people just love BTS so much.
So check it out wherever you get your podcasts.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, it's Luis here, and I want to tell you about a show we've been listening to called The Pulso Podcast. There are a lot of podcasts that cover Latino culture and news, but this is one of the first we've heard that really utilizes the throughline of history to provide more context and nuance to our stories. From the halls of Congress to the stages of Broadway, even the food we consider to be American, Latinos helped build this country. And we're not going anywhere. Yet most podcasts are still lacking Latino representation behind and in front of the mic. The Pulso Podcast is a Latina-hosted, Latina-produced show that explores untold stories and unheard voices shaping the experiences of nuestra gente. They've covered topics from beauty standards and gender equality to mental health and food origins. And did you know that there is an official Spanish version of the Star Spangled Banner? Or that a team of Mexican lawyers changed the future of segregation laws in the 50s? To hear more, check out the Pulso Podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.